Our next question is from Julie in Wisconsin, and she said, if you're feeding two horses exactly the same, why would one look great and the other one not?
Yeah, this is a great question. And I sort of touched a little bit on it, you know, earlier when we were talking about the calories thing and how it's sort of the easy keeper, hard keeper, and you can have two horses fed the same thing and, you know, one's got enough weight and one hasn't. But, you know, I think here, you know, we can sort of think a little bit more about, well, why would that variability, you know, what makes the hard keeper a hard keeper, or what makes the easy keeper an easy keeper, right? You know, the easy keeper, you know, we're really starting to learn about something called nutrigenomics and how, you know, the genetics of the horse and how that plays into how they react to certain things they're fed is a very exciting field. And I think it's, you know, an expanding field where our knowledge is really growing, and particularly of interest with horses that have equine metabolic syndrome and the risks associated there. And can we figure out, you know, what the genetic triggers are there? On the hard keeper side, you know, does the one that's not looking as good, you know, does it have dental health good, right? Do we have, some horses need their teeth looked at more frequently than others. You know, I had a friend that had a large horse that was struggling to keep weight on, and she'd had the teeth done 6 months before, so she didn't really even think about the fact that, oh, it could be teeth, but after trying everything else, she'd, you know, fine, we'll look at teeth again. And sure enough, it had quite a nasty hook. So I always think it's important to think about that. Parasites, whether current parasites or, you know, previous damage. You know, we don't always, you know, we haven't always owned our horses from birth. We don't always know whether they've been, you know, well managed from the standpoint of internal parasitism. And if you've had internal parasites damaging the intestinal lining and their scar tissue, that intestinal lining isn't going to be as absorptive. It's going to be hard for nutrients to get across that tissue as easily. Some horses just have different absorption capacity, right? Some horses maybe make more of a certain type of enzyme than another. I mean, we have no way to really knowing that. The age of the horse, right? Some horses, as they age, just become a little less thrifty. Maybe they have metabolic conditions, as you mentioned previously. So there can be so many factors. And that's why it's really important to, you know, I see all the time on online forums, people sort of asking for nutrition advice, you know, and it always makes me cringe a little bit. You know, so I just, you know, I have a 15 hand quarter horse and he's, you know, 10, and I want to know what to feed him. And like 100 people weigh in with 100 different diets. And I'm sitting there thinking, you haven't asked, you know, what the horse does for a living, where does he live, what kind of hay do you feed? I mean, there's like, there's so many questions to ask. And so when you have a horse that's not doing as well as perhaps your other horse, I think it's really important to kind of take a step back and you know, really look at everything. You know, is he being picked on? You know, is if they live together, is the one that looks great the one that gets all the groceries? Mm-hmm. Because he pushes the other one off, you know? So it really, you kind of have to look at the whole big picture.
Yeah. I kept one of my horses years ago at a halter barn, and it was all about blooming the coat. You know, you wanted a horse with a great bloom, you know, for the show season. And it always seems like some horses just with certain coats, like I know with mine, my chestnuts always are kind of a little dull, but then my bays are very shiny and glossy. And like, you guys are being fed the same quality of feed, but it seems like just the genetics of their coat color and the quality of their coat might affect that. Is that...
I don't know, but I do think it's true. I mean, like, it's just easier sometimes to see a shine in things on certain colors, right? I mean, like, it's, you know, grays, I always think of as being kind of hard to really get a good, good shine on a gray, which when you see like a gray stallion who kind of has that stallion kind of chrome kind of look, I mean, they're like, it's sort of like, whoa, you know, that's that whole other, the hormones. I mean, I think you see a, you stand at, you know, chestnut stallion next, they look like a copper penny. I mean, they just look amazing.